With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We kick off tonight's show with as we do all the time, we highlight and spotlight high school coaches in South Florida. Whether they're new or they're veteran, throughout the course of the year, we have basically everybody on. It's not basically, we do. One of the new coaches in town is somebody who very familiar with the South Florida area, having gone to high school and also at college at Ave Maria. Nick Mendelsberg takes over at Everglade Prep Academy. He is kind enough to join us. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me on, Blue. How we doing?
I'm doing good. I think you're doing better, right? Because you have an opportunity not far removed, 6-7 years from college or less, have an opportunity to come home and, you know, in the area where you're from in South Miami and get an opportunity to build with this program that has some talent, has really good administration, and has really good academics.
Yeah, man. Listen, the administration that over at Everglades, I'm really thankful for them. They really want to give us the support we need, and they do, to have our athletes succeed, both on and off the field. You know, they really want the football team to become something of prominence there, and our athletic department is, I think, in as good a shape as it's ever been because of that, and I'm really thankful for them over there.
Yeah. Obviously, this is anytime you take over a new program, it takes time for everybody to get acquainted, everybody to be on the same page. That's what spring's about, and that's what this off season's about. Because when the bell rings in August, obviously you look back now in late December and January and into February, and you kind of snicker a little bit. It goes, "Oh my gosh, how did we get here?" But that's what this time of year is about: to get the kids in the weight room, some of the kids who are playing other sports, make sure that they're active. What has it been like since you've taken over?
I mean, I made sure when I took over, we had to get after it from the get-go, man. We're already in the weight room and on the field, getting conditioning in, working out, and more importantly, teaching and building than just going through the motions. We're trying to teach them the whys and why we do things and what's the importance of this and making sure they understand, the philosophy that we're trying to build a culture and have a high standard, and win with the right people. I think that's the most important part about these few months in the off season in spring.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously you take anywhere you go. I mean, you take a little bit from every coach that you've been around at every level. I know with you, Coach Chris Merritt at Columbus, an opportunity to play at Ave Maria under some really, really good coaches. Talk about that, because I don't think people pay enough emphasis and put enough emphasis on what they've learned from various coaches, whether it be assistant coaches or people who've mentored them. Who has it been for you?
Oh, there's a laundry list of people. There'd be so much to name. Coach Merritt, for one, my high school coach. There's nothing I haven't learned from that I don't use nowadays. And I think with saying that, I think every coach I've ever worked under, whether it be Eddie Brown at ASA, who's now the head coach at Boyd Anderson, or even Coach Trujillo at Columbus, who's a D coordinator, we're on the opposite side of the ball, but I could still observe and learn something, how they coach and how they manage to get, to get to kids to buy in and build that relationship. Every single coach I've ever worked for, I always try and take something important and something from them to bring to my own and help mold and shape me.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Nick Mendelsberg's with us, new head coach at Everglades Prep. And whenever you hear prep school, I mean, this is the administration is emphasizing that academics comes first. And obviously you've been around that, having gone to Columbus, which is highly academic, and also Ave Maria, which is another program, private university, which stresses academics. How things been in that direction? Because I know that, you know, before you, they had it in good shape as far as academics. They just needed to grow as far as football is concerned. Have you kind of stressed that to younger kids? Because I know that the kids coming back that are juniors or going to be seniors already have that instilled in them. What about some of the younger kids that, you know, may have not played last year or played JV that are coming out for the first time?
The biggest thing, you know, I try and tell them is you are a student first, athlete second. That's at any level yet. You're participating in amateur athletics. But the other thing I emphasize, especially for those that want to play at the next level in college, you know, I say, just guys, you're a lot more recruitable if you have a 3.0 GPA. The higher the grade, the better you look. Even if you don't have the best of tape, you're a little bit more recruitable because there's something to work with and you have a high GPA. So it allows you to get entrance into a lot of schools. I think that's the biggest thing I stress to them. And that, I mean, we're on top of them every day. Every day before we even work out, we have study hall. That's mandatory and non-negotiable.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Coach, before I let you go, talk about what the objective is off-season-wise. You're going to go to some camps. You're going to let some kids play 7-on-7s. Is there any game plan in that direction?
Yeah, there's always a game plan. Blue, we want to get these kids as much exposure as possible. We want to get them working out the right way, and we want to get them, you know, have them know that we want them to succeed at the next level if that's their desired choice. And we're going to do whatever we have to get them out there and get them looks, you know, and make sure that we can facilitate that in the right way. We're going to do some 7-on-7 tournaments. We'll go to some camps, you know, anything we can do to help the kids.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the job. We'll be watching you. We'll have you back on, you know, maybe as spring ends and summer starts taking hold to keep some progress. Again, I know that these kids are in great hands. I know you're a diligent guy and you're a hard worker and you have some pretty decent stock behind you. And thanks again for taking the time.
Thanks, Blue. Appreciate it so much, man. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Coach Nick Mendelsberg is the new head coach at Everglades Prep. I know that he's going to do a great job. As he said, look at all the people that he's been under for so many years, being mentored, being taught. You can't help but to drink things in. And we wish him nothing but the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.